Okay. Today's daf is called the Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph. The last daf I gave in this spot was back in Maseches Gittin, I think, towards the beginning of Gittin in June. So it's really wonderful to, not wonderful to be in Galus, but it's wonderful to be in a Makam Torah in Galus, as the Gemara says, that the Sidon Bat HaKenazios, about the Midrashos, to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So really, wherever we are, is in a Makam Torah is a chelak of a future chelak of Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, right now we're in Sibay West, and Hashem, one day it'll become Sibay East, and we'll all be in Eretz Yisrael together. Okay, so let's start the two dots on Tzadik on the base towards the bottom. And again, I won't be quoting as much inside today, because obviously I didn't bring my wheelie on the plane. I had a different kind of wheelie, but not full of Sfarim this time. Tana Rabbanan, six lines from the bottom on Tzadik Amid Beis. We are, as you remember, we're in the middle of a Chovel discussing the Chavala. The Mishnah said we had learned yesterday was if you do different types of Chavala or even not a physical chavala, but you took abilities away from someone else. You caused them not to be able to hear. You embarrassed them. You physically hurt their ear. You spit in front of them. You took away their talis. That was all yesterday's discussion. We spoke about the boshes. We'll get back to that a little later. And the fascinating story at the end of the Mishnah yesterday where a man set up the woman in order to make her trip up and show that she was not someone who really cared about her busha and whether that makes a difference or not. And then at the end we got into Baal Tashchis, which hopefully comes up at the end of today's daf. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, six lines from the bottom. Short time shehemis vehizik, don no se udini nefashas, ve don no se udini mamanis. Let's see a short time that kills and then does damage. Those two things. But you didn't get to bring it to court until it did both. So it killed and then it was mazik. So dano sid dini nefashas vein dano sid dini mamanis. The halach is you judge a dini nefashas and not dini mamanis. You can't judge a dini mamanis. Why? Because this shor is a shor that deserves to die, right? It's a shor shehemis, and we know a tam only pays migufo, only from the animal itself. So therefore, something to do. If it's a shor that you have to put to death, so you can't get any money out of it, out of migufo. Muad shehemis vehezik, but a muad, what do? Don't know to dini mamanis, v'chozev don't know to dini nefashos. So you do dini mamanis first, because then that is a possibility, right? First you judge the mamanis. Kadmu v'dano dini nefashos, because obviously the muad pays min ha'aliyah, so therefore you could have the work done, you know, as it's working, that could produce money, which would not be inherently from the shor, and then you could put it to death afterwards. Kadmu v'dano dini dini nefashos, but if you did dini nefashos first, Ein chozrin v'dano so dini mamanis. So then it already has the status of a shor niskal, and a shor niskal, that's it, you can't judge dini mamanis anymore. It relates to the machlokas we mentioned many times, Rabbeinu Tam versus other Rishonim, where the shor niskal is aser mechayim, only la'achar sheniskal. Most Rishonim say that it is aser ibn mechayim, which is pashtus from this pashtus from of this line, right? When it gets the status, it is already a shor niskal. So says the Gemara, why is that? V'chikadmu v'danu dini nefashos my havi, ledi v'dani dini nadami mamanis. What do you just judge mamanis again? Right? So it's you're going to kill it. But Mima, before you kill it, so use it, work it, and get the Nizak his proper money. So why not? Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger here, one second. Right, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger on the page. Kashali, one second. We learned in the first parak that your patur, if by the time you get to a Gemar Din, you're going to be patur unless the shor has been owned from the time of the Hezek all the way through the time of the Gemar Din. But here, once you have the Gemar Din Lamisa to kill the Shor Muad, it becomes a Shor Niskal, and therefore, shouldn't it be not yours anymore? Right? We've said, Isur Hanah, it's not yours anymore. Says the Gemar, says the Ribki Veger, Potter should be in a Shi Misav Hamad Bedin Ke'echad, V'yim Kein Achash Diwer Dino Havi Hefker. It's like Hefker, so why should you be able to judge this and be Machayiv the Mazak to be the Nizak? It's not his anymore. And there's a Ptur there of Hefker. So why should it be able to be judged? So the Ksos quotes Rabbi Kiveger and says, you have to say that the Isser Hana'ah doesn't automatically make it Hefker like any other Hefker. Right? Sometimes it's Asr Bahana'ah, but it's still connected to you somewhat. It's not Asr Bahana'ah that it doesn't work to anybody. But it's Asr Bahana'ah, it's Asr Bahana'ah, you can't do anything with it. You can't be Makdash it, you can't be Mocherit, but there's still a connection to you. That says the Ksos, that's what you see from this Gemara. There's still a connection, and because there's still a connection, so maybe there's a Havamina that you'd be able to get some money out of it for the Nizak. Right? We're coming in Yonad Yom in a couple of weeks. We're going to have the Suri Hanah that is so connected to you. Right? Chameis on Pesach, that's also Asr Bahana'ah. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Shmuel Psachim Davav Shnei Dvarim Shasana Sheina Bershuso Vasana Kasav Kiluhe Bershuso. Right, there are two items that are totally not in your Rishus, but they're in your Rishus. Mida Araisa enough to be Mechayev you. Chametz on Pesach is not really yours, and a bar Bershus a Rabbin, which we had earlier in the Masechta. So those two aren't really it's not mine, but it's enough to be mine, to be machmir, for me to violate Vali Rabbi Yamatzeh, for to be chayiv me din bar. So the ksos is kind of expanding on that din, that also Ashara Niskal and this Habamina, it's enough to be mine in order to be machayiv me to pay the nizak, to answer the ksos, to answer Kiv Yeager's question. So that's the question. The Gemara says, once you have a Shara Muad, so even if you judge the Dini Nefashas, why don't you judge it again, Dini Maminis? So Amar Rava, Ashkachtinu L'Rabbanan Debei Rav, I found the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva, the Yasviva Ka'amri, who were sitting and saying, Hamani Reb Shimon HaTimnihi. Who is this? Reb Shimon HaTimni, who we just quoted earlier on the Amud. Da Amar, what did Reb Shimon HaTimni say? Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemaser La'eda U'la'edim. They had a drasha that an Egrof, or a fist, that was used for Chavalah. It's Miyuchad, that it is given over to the Eda or to the Edim. What does that mean? The Eda, the Bezdin, has to estimate what exactly happened, what occurred, to make sure what happened was ra'ui to be punished, that he punched him in a way that was fitting for the person to have the result that that occurred. Ula Edom, and the Edom have to know exactly what happened. Alma, what do you see from Shimon HaTimni Shita? Be'inan umdana de Beidina. Bezdin has to estimate exactly what occurred. Rashi says, Aflan Ezekin. Right, even for Nezek, which Chaval is included here in Ezekin, it's just the contrast to Rezicha. So you need an Umdana Bezdin. V'ha'kivan to Gemardina, Liktala, lo mashinan leilo Umdana to Beidina. And Seer, once you had a Gemardin for Dina Nefashis, for the Shor, so you can no longer have the Umdana and Bezdin. You cannot have Bezdin's going to go and analyze and bring in experts what exactly happened. You can't do that for the Nezek once you had a Gemardin for Misa. V'lo ma'aininan ledina, because you don't want to have an Inui Hadin. You want to delay the din before you put the shor to death. Right? That's what the Rabbanan said. Rabbanan Debei Rav Rava said, this is their svar. What's fascinating about this? We discussed this back a couple of weeks ago, back on Daf Mem Hei. What do you have here? The concept of Ini Adin. How do we usually understand Ini Adin in Sanhedrin? Right? We're going to torture him more. He knows he has a Gemar Din, and we're not going to kill him until tomorrow. Right? That's terrible. It's more of a punishment. So what do you see from here? Tosfos there, and the Rashba and the Ravid here ask, Ini Adin by a Behema? A behema has das. A behema, you know, we care about the feelings of the behema. It's going to be worse for him. He knows he's going to be killed tomorrow. Well, a behema doesn't have das. So what do you? So what's the svara? So either earlier we had back on Daf Mem Hei, Mem and Aleph, we had some Rishonim that said that even though right top. The top Tosfos discusses this, whether you have Ini Adin by an animal, but the Rashba there says, you know what? Kemisus Abayim, Kachmisus Ashor. Even though it doesn't make sense, it's not logical, but once you have a din that applies to a person, we've had a number of times in the Masechta, you compare, just like you put the Bailam to death, certain type of Dayanim, certain amount of Dayanim, Kachmisus Ashor, even if the Rashba says it would not make sense. It's the Dvar Avram, but still, how could you say that? How could you say this? Ini Hadin, Varavram and Chelik Beis, Simin Lamed Dalid, but Ini Hadin, L'chora, is a function of Bror Lo Misa Yafeh. They just explain, you don't want to delay him. So, fine, even if it's a formal din of the Gemar din, of the carrying out of the punishment, but here, it's a function of Bror Lo Misa Yafeh, so it doesn't even get off the ground to apply to animals. So the Dvar Avram thinks it's a part of a larger tzivui of Uviyarta Hara Mikirbecha. It's not just part of Rolo Misa Yafe. Uviyarta Rami Kirbecha, getting rid of all evil from society. So that includes animals too. And Ini Adin doesn't mean we feel bad about the person having to be delayed before he's killed, but we have to do as quickly as we can to get rid of the Ra, Uviyarta Rami Kirbecha, and that's why we would put him to death. The Shin Mukubetz is there, back on Daphim Hay, said, maybe it's Ini Adin for the owner. You know, the owner loves his animals so much, he's going to see his little axola, right? And he's going to say, oh, I'll put you to death tomorrow, oh, just take it away already. He's going to feel so bad. So really, it is Ini Adin for the owner. Says the Shidduch Kabetzus. Either way, this has to do with the larger concept of how much we say Kemisus Abayim Kachmisus Ashar regarding these issues, even if it might not specifically make sense. There's another point the Amshar Shlomo here has, and that is, what do we just say? Once you have Dini Nefashos, and you have a Gemar Din for Nefashos, so we can't have the Umdana for Nezek, and therefore we're stuck. That's the answer, Shlomo. Once this animal we know is a killer, we know is a Rotseach, so what kind of Umdana do you need? Oh, is it a Mazik? Of course it's a mazik. It's a rotzeach. This animal kills. So what kind of umdan are we talking about? It's a killer. So says the Yamsha Shlomo, it must be that by every court case, you don't just look at the gavra animal. Right? It's not the gavra meaning, you're right, it's a killer, but that doesn't matter. For each case, you have to look at the maisa that occurred. Even if the animal has within it the ritzicha tendency, but you still have to look at the act. If it wasn't an act that should have logically brought chavala, brought nezek, so then still, for this case, we wouldn't be mechayev the owner to pay. Okay, either way, so what did Rava say? Rava says that I heard the Rabbanan of the yeshiva who said that the reason that once an animal, the shor muad, but gets dina nefashis, getting some idea for nefashis, we're not going to judge it from amenis, was because that price is going like Rib Shimon HaTimni. The Amina Lehuanah, now Rava says, but I think otherwise. I think there's a different Sara. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva, even if it's according to Rabbi Akiva, who said, does not hold to this idea of Masr La'eda Ula'edim, still, Hacha B'mayaskinan Kegon Shebarach. What happened? There's another reason why once you judge Dina Fashis, can't judge Dina Maminis, there's a Lamaisa problem. What happened? The Bailim ran away. Barach. Rashi says third line, Bailov. Right, the owner ran away. If the owner ran away, you can't judge. You can't try. You can't judge him unless he's in front of you. Ain't chavin lola adam shlo b'fanav. Right, you can't be chav a person shlo b'fanav. If a person already had a gemar din and then he left, then there's a concept we had in Maseches Gittin of bezdin yordin l'nechasav. Could go, and if Bezdin knows that you're chayiv, or if there's a document that says you owe somebody money, so then that's like the chov already took place beforehand. Bezdin's not being mechayiv you now. You're already a gavra mechuyav, and Bezdin just carrying out your chiyav. But here, the case didn't take place yet, so the chiyav didn't take place. So that's the reason why you ran away, and therefore we cannot judge you. If you look at the Rambam seems to say, again, figure out how he reads the Gemara, but the Rambam seems to say that it's the ox that ran away, not the owner. The Rishonim, Rashi and the other Rishonim, they read the Gemara that the owner ran away. But in the Rambam, it seems, in Perek Yudalef Halacha Zayin of Nizkei Mamon, it seems like he doesn't make a big deal of it. He just quotes it. He says, Danu dini nefashus ubarach, ein danan oso dini mamonis. It sounds like we're talking about the ox that ran away. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses why the Rambam has that shot in the Gemara. Either way, Hakavai skin go shabar, so he ran away. So that's why you can't judge him dini mamas anymore. Ask the Gemara, Ibarach, if he ran away, kilo donu dini nefashis. Hechet dani le dini mamas bo bailam. The Gemara, the Bryce is making a big deal. Once you dini nefashis, you can't do mamas anymore. And I would say, why? Because he ran away. So forget the nefashis case. Even without having to judge him for nefashis, you can't judge him for mamas. What's the difference? So the Gemara said, no, but kabul sadi ubarach. No, the case is where you accepted, you had kabbalas edus for the nefashis case, and you judged the nefashis case, and then he ran away, and he didn't leave anything to pay with. That was the case of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, sof meichem ishtalim, so lemaisa, where would you pay, where would he get paid from? Let's say he didn't run away, so where would he get paid from? Me radia, from plowing. Meaning, let's say, even if he doesn't have enough money, any other money, we'll take the animal, we'll give it to the Nizak, we'll let the Nizak use this animal to hire out, and he'll make some profit off the plowing, and that'll be enough for the payment. So the Gemara says, Ihachi nidaini dini mamanis bereisha. So why, even by Tom nidaini dini mamanis bereisha v'nishtai miradia v'hadar dini dini nefashis. So if that's such a great possibility, if he hadn't run away by Muad, so why not by Tom also? By Tom, before the animal is put to death, let him work. Let him work a little bit. So Amar of Mari, Breder of Kahana, what must the answer be? Why is that not a possibility by Tom? Zoso meres, radia alei demarehu. Radia, plowing is on the mara, is on the master. Meaning what? That is not called migufo. Any profit that you could get using the animal, this is how the stipler explains this line of the Gemara, any profit that you get using the animal is not called profit from the animal directly. And therefore it's not called migufo. Migufo means literally mamish from the goof of the animal, from the meat of the animal. And that's the only thing that the tom we could have by tom. But even if you can actually use the tom, that's not called migufo, that's min ha'aliyah, that's considered outside the goof of the animal, and therefore we would not allow it. We're not allowed. Good. Two dats. Or iba elohu. Ibai lohu, yeshama lenezikin, o ein ome lenezikin. Do we have umdana for nezek or not? So we already alluded to this in the previous Gemara, but now we're going to talk about it. Mi amrina l'ktalahu dam dinan, v'hachi nafka neshama, v'hachi l'nafka neshama. By Misa, we know there's umdana. The Torah says, The Torah says there's there you have to in the whenever the Torah discusses Ritzicha b'meiz, Ritzicha b'shokeg, you have to see kidei lahamis, right? Was there enough in your act, in the chefsa that you used, in the knife, in the hammer? There's umdun alamisa, you have to figure out. You're not going to put him to death unless you're sure. But avla nezikin called to who? Or do we say only by umdun, by ketala, by ritzicha, there's umdun? But for nezek, there's no umdana. We just look. You damage. Right? There's no umdana. Rashi says, the afilu ain chayfet zeroy lahazik zechayiv. The zimnin to itzik makaltahu. Right? We don't. There's no umdana by nezek. Right? There's more of a culpability. It's easier to make you culpable by nezek. By ritzicha, there's always the counter pressure of a hitzilu ha'eda. Something that Beis Hashem has discussed much in Maseches Sanhedrin one day next year. But right, there's always the counter pressure of you want to put this guy to death, but if you see Eda. So by Nezek, what's the counter pressure? Hamosa Mechaver Lo Baraya. That's less such counter pressure. You know he did that, he did damage. So there's less of a reason for us to have Umdana there. Oh Dilma Loshno, what do you say? No. There's even Umdana by Nezek. Tashma says the Gemara, let's try to prove it from what we had way back when. Right, Ma Bar Sheish Bo Kedei Lahamis Asar Tvachim, back into the first six prakim, right, into Nizke Mamon. Just like Bor, the Gemara said, what Bor are you chayef on? A 10 Tefach Bor, which is Kedei Lahamis, Av Kol Sheish Bo Kedei Lahamis Asar Tvachim. So to anything that's Kedei Lahamis, you are going to be chayef for. Hayip Chusim Asar Tvachim, but if the Bor is less than 10 Tvachim deep, V'nafal Atochu Shor O Chamor V'meis, an animal falls in, Patur. So you can be Patur, because if it's less, it wasn't Kedei Lahamis, therefore, sorry, it was a weak animal. But Huzak V'Chayiv. But if it's less than 10 Tvachim, it's still Roy Lahezik, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv for Bor. So my love asked the Gemara, how do you understand that? Less than 10 Tvachim is Chayiv for Nezek. So does that mean less than 10 Tvachim, 9 1/4? Or does that mean even 1? Is chayiv for nezek of an animal. So my la mi mata lamala kachashiv. Art, shouldn't we understand this brisa as going from bottom to up? Meaning, v'kachi ka'amar, mi tefach va'ad asora, mi saleka nezakin ika, that anything less than 10 tefachim is roi lahazik. Even though it's not really that, it's one tefach. This amount is roi lahazik. And if an animal falls into there and gets down, I'm chayiv for that. But if you say that alma l'nizikin kol tahu, so it just means that there's no umdina by nezek. Any type of nezek would work. Shema mina ein umdina l'nizikin. Doesn't that prove to me there is no umdina? There is no estimation for hezek. If we know Reuven damaged Shimon, period. And if we have edim on it, and we know for sure it occurred, we're going to be mechayivim. We're not going to analyze whether it should have happened, it could have happened. There was an ones. We know it happened. So shouldn't we prove from there? Because even a one tefach bor is going to be chayiv. So the answer is low. Mimala lamata kachashiv. Maybe it's going mimala lamata, meaning just under 10. V'haki kamar asara misa ika pachos me asara prata nizakin isa misa leka. Really, nezek is only a drop under 10, but there's no proof that way down from there at 2 tefach, 3 tefach bar, which is not royal hezek. Maybe you're going to be potter there. V'lo'ol amem alecha yesh omer l'nezikin v'chol midi umidi k'yechi demitzaka bei ba'inan. And any time you have a damage, you have to check it out. And yet, it's not an automatic. It's not automatic. We compare nezek to ritzicha, and there's umdana there too. Period. Tashma. So another try. Fascinating. What we're trying to prove now, we're in the world of is there umdana l'nezek or not? And the Gemara here is about to bring a raya from Chavala. So usually we thought there are three categories in Bava Kama. There's right, the first six prakim, right, that's Nizke Mamon. And then you have Perek 7, 9, and 10, which is Gezel, Geneva, and Gzela. It's in a separate category. Then you have Chavala, Wundig, and then you have Ritzicha. You look in the Rambam. The Rambam, what is the Rambam? Well, the Halachis. He goes from Minakala Lakaved in Sefer Nezikin, right? He starts off with Nizke Mamon, and then he has Geneva, and then he has Gzela, and then he has Chovel Mazik, and then he has Rotzeach, Rishmir Sanefesh, at the end. So where does Chavala go? Is Chavala closer to Nizke Mamon, or is Chavala closer to Ritzicha? Right, the Gemara says in one place, right, we had it earlier, Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga, when you're Chovel someone, you cause the blood to move, and that's what the Gemara said, one of the Rishonim used to explain why you're Chayef for Chavala on Shabbos, you're Chayef for Shochet. By Chavala, Chavala Shochet on Shabbos. Right, so is Chavala closer to Ritzicha, or is Chavala closer to Nezek? So the Gemara here, trying to bring a Raya, whether there's umdana by Nezek, quotes a raya from Chavala. The Gemara might have answered, what do you mean? Chavala, fine. What about Nezek? The Gemara puts Chovel in the Nezek category, not in the Ritzicha category. So it's just an important ha'ara. Tashma. Hiko al eino v'simo. Somebody hits someone on the eye. Edrach Manalaslan blinds him. Al azna v'cher shoar in his ear, and he makes him deaf. Eved yotzi behem lecheirus. So an eved goes to cheirus for that, right? One of the Rasha Ivarim. Eved goes free for one of the Rasha Ivarim. It's not Dafka the second, the special din of Shein Va'ayin, where the Torah says Shein Va'ayin. That's what the Gemara says. Any of the Rasha Ivarim. Keneged Eino Veino Roa, Keneged Ozno Veino Shomea. What if you did not actually touch the ear or the eye, but you were Keneged the eye? What does Keneged the eye mean? Rashi says someone's standing next to a wall and you give a smash to the wall, and the echo reverberates in his ear. Or somebody's on one wall and the Shimon Kubetz says you're on the other side of the wall, and you bang on one side of the wall and you make a loud sound. So you don't. It's not so direct. So then Ein Eved Yosef En Lecheiris. An Eved does not go free there. So my time, a why? L'maisa, the result was the same. But the fact that you had two different actions and there's a difference between them, my time alam, you shouldn't be inon umdunah. It must be that you're omid, you have estimation of each case of chavala slash nezek, v'shpaminah, you shouldn't be nezikin. Right? So isn't that the svara why you would ponder in this case? Answer the Gemara, lo, mishum damrin, and really there's no umdunah. And really, by a regular case of chavala nezek, it's going to be automatically chayiv. But you know what? Here, it's the nechbal's fault. Mishum damrinon, who da'avis nafshei. It's his own fault because he literally scared himself. He scared himself. Dikid Tanya, as the Brisa says, we have this at the beginning of Akonesh, Tafnun Vav, Hamavis es chaveiro. If somebody scares their friend, right, and something happens, Patur midini adam, v'chayiv midini shamayim. So we had the whole list. Remember the first Amud in Perek HaKonis had the whole list of cases where you're not a great tzaddik, but you're Patur midini adam for various reasons, and you're chayiv midini shamayim. So, Ketzad, what's the case? Like we said, talk about Azno v'cher sho patur. Somebody blows in somebody's ear and makes him deaf, you're patur. Achzo v'tak abazno v'cher sho chayiv. But if you directly touched him physically, then that's a regular case of chavala. But you see from there, iu avis anafshe, it's his fault. Why? So, the Shidim Kubetzes here quotes from the Yad Ramah that it was a case where he could have somehow, you know, lowered his ear, so, you know, he had some preventative measure that he didn't do. Because if it was mamish, not his fault, so what do you mean, iu avis anafshe? So you have to say, it says that Shidim Kubetzes, it was a case where he could have prevented the damage somewhat to himself, and because he didn't, he is held accountable. Kibesh ha'ilo laharchen roshel atzad acher, v'lo hirchin, lakach ein hamakeh chayev al nezek. And because of this, if it's a case where you couldn't have, says the Shita, you would be chayev. The Cheskel Abramsky brings a riot to this idea of iu avis nafshe from a Yerushalmi in Kilayim. Yerushalmi Kilayim there says, if I am manhig Kilayim. We know different types, five types of Kilayim. Five types of Kilayim, there is Kilai Begadim, that's what we're all used to, Shatnez, and there is Kilai Zraim, right, in the field, and Kilai Akerem, with a vine, and then you have the two types, those are three, and then you have the two types of Kilai Behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. Right, so cross, let's say I'm cross-working two animals. The Gemara talked, we had at the end of, right, earlier, right, if you try to have an ox and a fish. But the Gemara talks about such a case. You have an ox and a fish here. But yeah, let's take a more common case. You have two different types of animals, and so the Gemara says, if you're manhig them without touching them, let's say you kind of like just scream at them in order to go, and they go together, the Rishami says you get malchus. You get malchus. Chasima b'kol, the Gemara talks about. Right? If you muzzle an animal with your voice, you don't touch him. It could be your chayiv. So ask the Yerushalmi why you chayiv. You see there that a kol is enough to be machshiv amaisa, and here by damaging, by nezek, by chovel, you do it. Your kol is not good enough. So what's the difference? The Yerushalmi is machayiv between them. Says Chazal Abramsky, it's our Gemara. Iu avis anafshe. By chavala, you're right. It might be a maisa, but the act is undermined. It's undermined. It's not fully your act because it's his fault somewhat. Mashenkein by kilayim, mashenkein by other cases, by chasima. So then it could be a total, act defined by you. We mentioned this interesting the isser of kilayim. Right, so ultimately they're gzeras hakasav, right, by all of them. But the some of the rishonim say, what's the isser of kilay behema about? What's it the source of? So as some say, it's the source of tzar balei chayim. Right, it's you have two animals that are working together that don't work the same speed and don't work the same level. So one's ahead, one's behind. So it's very painful for the animal. So tzar balei chayim. Rav Asher Weiss notes that there are 11 sources in the Rishonim for tzar balei chayim. The Gemara, when Shabbos says tzar balei chayim, d'oraisa. What's the source? Doesn't say anywhere in Shas. What's the source of Saba Lechaim? So he says there are at least 11 sources for Saba Lechaim. This is one of them, and another one is Rachma Vakal Masav, and the Rambam says it's the donkey turning around to Bilam, why you keep hitting me? All these different sources of what the Saba Lechaim, Mahu Rachma, Mahatata Rachma, all these says the Rosh Hashanah, what's the message? There are 11 sources of Saba Lechaim? So the answer is, he says, this is an example of what he calls Ratzon Hashem. There are some concepts that are not the Oraisa, but you know it's Ratzon Hashem. You know Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it. So Chazal tried to figure out all the different types of what's the surreal source. But ultimately it's Ratzon Hashem. This is one of them. What's another example? He says the Mitzvah of Chinuch. What? The Mitzvah of Chinuch. I'm going to be very short of Mr. Rabbanon. Mi Daraisa. I don't have to give my kid any Jewish education. Mi Daraisa. Mi Daraisa. Chazal goes there. Oh, you have to send the yeshiva. What? You have to send the yeshivas? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avram Avinu because he trained his kids to follow me. Well, I said, that's a mitzvah to Rabbanon. Mi Daraisa. You have no mitzvah? Of course not. Of course not. The chinuch is a mitzvah. It's Ratzon Hashem. Okay, the nitty gritty obligation in terms of being motzi others. Okay, you can focus on it to Rabbana. But it's the fifth Shulchan Aruch. There's a concept of Ratzon Hashem. So one of them, he said, the Tzar Balei Chayim. That's why there are so many makoros, because really there's no makar. Really, the point is that it's Ratzon Hashem. So the Chazan Yecheskel, the Chazan Abramsky, just saw his kever a couple of weeks ago. I was on Harim Nuchot. I saw Chazan Abramsky. I read it on the Har Harabanim by all the other Rabbanim, by Rav Moshe and the Belzarebi and Rav Arkala, Rav Zalman. So the Chazan Yecheskel, the Chazan Abramsky is there too. So he said that's a raya to the iu avis anafshe. You're chayiv by chasima. You're chayiv by kilayim, even though you're not chayiv by chavala. So we're still stuck. We still don't have an answer to our question of is there umdina when it comes to chavala nezek. So tashma, let's try again. Chamicha devarim umdin oso benosim nosim lo miyad. The five payments of chavala you pay immediately. Ripui v'sheves achi isrape. You estimate. Even Ripui and Sheves, right? When the guy is damaged, you estimate what should the doctor bills cost based on what happened. How much work should he be out of based on what occurred, and you pay him right away. Duhu v'aymisnonevaholech. Let's say then you did it, you estimated and he paid, and then he got worse, right? He got worse, unsurprisingly. E nosonlo elekmosha amduhu. You just pay based on what they estimated. Amduhu v'hivri, or the opposite. Let's say you estimated he's going to be sick for a week, and he got better very quickly. Nosen lo kol masham du. He still, you pay what it was estimated, right? The Gemara's going to say in a few lines, because he has a great body. He has a physically strong, healthy body, robust body, and therefore he got better earlier, but you still owe him the damage. What do you see from that whole braisa? Shmamina yish omer l'nezikin. They still owed it up for Nezikin. The Rambam quotes, interesting, all these, you pay right away. So is that to help out the mazik or to help out the nizik? The chovel or the nechbal? The Rambam says it's all to help out the chovel. Let's tell about the mazik. Because, you know, you're going to pay, and it's going to get worse and worse, and you're going to be held responsible. What do you mean? I only did a certain amount, and the rest is because, you know, wasn't expected for my act. So it's l'tovas ha-mazik. The Amshar Shlomo says maybe it's l'tovas ha-nizik. Pay right away, because maybe he'll get better tomorrow, and it's just because he's very strong. So you can look at it both ways. Yeah. The guy is for time. We're going to get to that. We're going to go. The Gemara is going to ask that. So Gemara says, isn't this a case of umdina for net? So the Gemara says, lamei med gavra kamali katzer mia maka kamalo mikatzer lo kamiboy lo andavadi amdinan. No. Umdina, we definitely do an umdina for the person. But ki kamiboy le lamei med chefza. I avid hainiska ilo. My. The whole kasha is, what about the object used? The tool used, the act, not the gavra. The gavra, you definitely estimate. What about the gavra? That we still don't have an answer for. So we come to the maskana, tashma, shimna timni omer, as we had earlier, ma egrof miyuchal shemasa le'edu le'edim, avkom miyuchal shemasa le'edu le'edim, shvamina yeshomu le'nezikit shvamina. Right, shimna timni says, we estimate, both through Bezin and the witnesses, what should have happened, and therefore that proves beferish yish omid l'nezik. And we assume Shimon HaTimni is also not a das yachid. We assume that we hold of him halacha le'maisa. Period. Amar. Amdu v'hivri nosen lo kol mash amdu. So what did we just say? If he gets better very quickly, we still pay how long he should have been in the hospital. So Messiah l'Rava to Amar Rava. Rava says, Haiman d'amdu l'kuli yoma v'ispech l'palga d'yoma. He was supposed to be in the hospital all day, and he left in the middle of the day. V'ka'avid avid. And he went to work. Yavina l'kuli yoma. You still pay him for the whole day. Min shemayu d'rachmi alei. Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis on him. Kadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis. He let him out early, and therefore one has to one still pays the entire full day. Again, remember, doctors are shlichei Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu really determined exactly how long we're supposed to be in the hospital for, how long not. Right, it's a special he rutzen. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, it's not so common, but it's something maybe that we should try to make more common. Shulchan Aruch quotes that before your make his dam, before you bloodlet, there's a special yiratzon. You say, yiratzon, this bloodletting should be latova, kikel melech rofi neman rachmanata. Right, and the Mishnah Berurah there quotes, the end of Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, where the yiratzon is quoted, he says, you say this before any midi derefuah. Before I take a Tylenol when I have a headache. Before I take any medicine, this is the special yiratzon. I should realize that it's not the medicine. Not the medicine. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to take the medicine in order to try to get better. Right? We had earlier in the parak about going to doctors. Right? Mikashenitam Rishus L'Rapos. But we have to realize that Mishamayu Derachmi Olay. Whenever something happens, it's Minas Shamayim. Right. Rakach Vigiyah Barog Ever V'Chulut. So the Mishnah had the case of the spitting. If you get spit on in front of you, so then you have to pay. Pay 400 zuz. Says the Amar of Papa. Lo Shanu Elabo Avo Bebig Dolo. That's only if it would spit on you, but on your baguette, on your physical body. But have a big dolo, but it's less busha if it's only on your baguette. Let it be at least. What do you mean you're going to be putter if it goes on your baguette? Let it at least be as bad as embarrassing you with words. It must be that if you embarrass with words, putter miklum, right? Then you're putter. Right, sticks and stones may be from bones, but words, you're putter from words. So that's Me'ikir Hadin. Obviously, all the Mefarshim here, Alpi Machshava and Alpi Hashkafa, emphasize that it's just as bad or maybe even worse, even though you're not going to be chayav. The Rush here says, V'nir li taima, why are you putter if I go over and embarrass somebody with words? Right? Why? Because the source for busha is a maisa. Right, the pasuk in Kiseitzi ve'achzika b'mvushav demashma d'luchiva Torah el al boshes gufo ava boshes dvar and pater. But then he quotes for if shri regon kasav says the Rosh diafagav boshes dvarim daafal boshes dvarim minadim oso achi if I senu karoy lefi kvoto. We put him in chayrim until he pays. Right, similar we discussed last week. Those of you who listen, it's amazing. Dini knasas bezman hazeh. We don't just knas him bezman hazeh. But what is the riff quote? The minhag of shei hayeshivas. Now we put everybody in chayrim until he pays the knas. The rush quotes is written. That's basically judging Dina Krasos. Why? Because you're not going to make him pay. You're going to make him pay. You're not telling him to pay. You're going to put him in chayrim until he pays. But that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. That's the minhag of Shei Yeshivas. That even though we don't do Dina Krasos bezman hazeh, but you put him in chayrim until he pays. So here too says your Shiragon. Even though Boshes Bedvar Meikra Din, we don't. He's not chayiv, but Bezim with their authority puts him in chayrim until he pays. Umistavra de yoser boshes bidvarim mi boshes shal chavala de ein davar gadol kelashin hara v'diba she'ada motzi al chavero. Right, that's the Rosh here in Simen Tezvat. Right, relates to Tosfos in Maseches Sota. Amazing Tosfos stuff. Yud Tes. Right, where is it? Looked it up again. Yudim Abayz, where Tosfos asks the question. The Gemara says, Noach Adam Shiapal Asmo Tokifshon Aish Valyalav Nechaver Barabim. Right, from Tamar and Yehuda. Better for a person to jump into a fiery furnace and rather than embarrass his friends. So Tosfos says, so why isn't this one of the big three? Why isn't this one of the big three? So Tosfos says, because it's not Mefurish Bikra. Not Mefurish Bikra. Meaning Maker, then it should be. You should have the big four. Or if you hold Gezel, we mentioned maybe the big five. But it's really one of the big four. So the other Rishonim say that no, it is. It's part of Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim means also you kill somebody with your words, right? When you Shvichas that you move their blood, you become white, you become red. So it's a form of Shvichas Damim. That's what it says here. Noach Ladam Shabbat Lasu Tokif Shana Eish. That's Hoses and Sotah Dapyud. Yeah.
Maybe the idea that you don't pay is similar to that by Molech and.
Okay. Maybe it's so bad, so bad. That's why you don't pay. Like Hashem Zamam, like Molech, you give all your kids, right? So maybe it's even worse that it's not going to help you. Not going to help you.
Umdunah.
They didn't bring it right by
amounts.
Right, Boshes. So right, it's right. Objective amounts by Boshes, but I'm saying maybe at least not by the Boshes payment, by the Nezik payment of Chavala. That's the Umdunah they're trying to figure out. Of Kimlay, that what? It's Ein Lachel Olam Habas. You lost your Olam Haba. You're going to pay also? Okay. But we don't paskin, like by Chayvei Krisus, we don't paskin Kimlay. Right, so by Rechudim and Akona. Okay, I call it Fikvodo. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I quoted the Tanakhama says, if I embarrass someone, I pull off the head covering of a woman in a shuk, I pay 400 zuds. I call it Fikvodo. And the Rabbi Akiva says, even an ani is like the son of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So is Rabbi Akiva the Machmer one or the Maker one? Ibailahu, Tanakama, Lakula Kamar, Lakumar Kamar. Is the Tanakama being Makmer or Machmer, and then Rabbi Akiva is contrasting. Lakula Kamar. Is the Tanakhama saying Lakula Tika Ani to boil the Mishka Kule Hai? Because the Tanakhama is holding that there are some Aniyim that are very lowly status and they don't have to take so much. And the Rabbi Akiva says, no, every Ani is great. Odil Malachumr Kamar, Deika Ashir, Dibayla Mesa Leitvei, or is the Tanakama saying, no, there are some Ashirim, they got to pay them even more. Rabbi Akiva says, no, everybody is the same. Tashma, Tibitakamar, Rabbi Akiva, Filonim, Shabbi Israel, Ronas on Kiloe and B'nai Chorin, Shayardim, the same Shemini Avram, Israel, Yaakov, Shmamina, Tanakama, Lakulakamar, Shmamina. It sounds like Rabbi Akiva is saying that no, every Jew is special and wonderful and nothing less, so it sounds like the Tanakama is holding more Lekuba. Period. The Meiri here says, by the way, I forgot to mention, it says, Elon Chelek Lom Haba, on this Gemara, when he quotes Mavayish Bnei Chavero, B'Rabim. And there is a Rambam, where the Rambam quotes that if you're embarrassed at Talmud Chacham, so maybe that's a case where Bezin is already Kones you. Even Me'ikar Hadin, not just putting you in Chayram. The Rambam says, where is this, in Chovel? V'yesh lebezdin ligzar b'davar b'chol makum v'chol zman k'mo sheyiru. V'imbiyish Talmud Chacham, chayav l'sham lo bosh shlema, ava b'ish lo bishu ela b'dvarim. Right, that's what Kfar Nifsak Adin Shkalm Bavai Shalom Chacham Afilu B'Dvarim Kotzen Oso V'Govin Oso etc. in Chavala. Okay, we don't have time. Vayter Umi Avinan Umaisa Be'achat Shvar Rosh Yisha V'Chulu. Now Menachem's question. Umi Avinan Zman. Yes, we're back with Menachem. Baruch Hashem. Umi Avinan Zman. So there, do we give Zman? Do we give delay? After we tell somebody to pay, we allow him to say, you know what? Give me a week. Give me a week to prove that I'm not going to have to pay. We allow that. We give delays. V'Yamar Bichanine Nosas Bala Chavalas. You don't give Zman. So what do you mean? This story in the Mishnah that he says, let me prove it, I'm going to prove to you that the woman, it doesn't care about her own embarrassment. So the Gemara says, Kilo yevinan leizman lechavala dechasri mamone. We don't give time for chavala if there was a chisaron mamon. Right? If you really took away money from him. Avala boshes lechasri mamone yevinan. But for boshes, where you weren't mechasri mamon, then we would allow you to delay a little bit. Period. Shomer omedes apischa pesach hatzera v'chulu. So he brought the... He brought the story with the woman, and then the end of the, now we're talking about the end of the Mishnah, which talks about Chavala Ba'atzma. Chavala Ba'atzma. So the Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah seems to say, that you're not allowed to be chobel yourself. Aval b'shein rashoi. You're not allowed to wound yourself. That's an Isser. The Atanya, Amal Rabbi Akiva, but as Rabbi Akiva said, Salat b'mayim adirim ve'leisa cheres b'yadcha. You checked in deep waters, and you took out cheres, right? And in deep waters, you try to find pearls, right? You take out a bunch, and then you look in. Right, try to find the pearls, the Nesivus, and the Hagdama to the Nesivus, when he talks about Elu ve'elu, Divri Elokim Chayim, he quotes, because Elu ve'elu, because you have to find the pearls amongst the rocks. Right, it's a very strong approach of Elu ve'elu, like the ones that, the Shitas that you're not accepting are like rocks. Right, it's like the Chida, Eino or Nikar Elamitach HaChoshach. We usually don't say such an extreme formulation of Deos Dechuyos. Right, let's say, there's a lower level of MS, there's the Ramosha writes in his Hagdama, Tegris Moshe, Emes La'amita versus Emes La'hora'a, different types, but the Nesivus is a very strong Lashon, but he has this Mashal. Right, you're searching in the deep waters, and you come up with Cheres. But Rabbi Kiva says, Adam Rashai L'chmo Ba'atzmo, a person can wound themselves, what's the Mishnah talking about? So Amar Rava Lokasha Kamba Chavala Kamba Boshes. No, it doesn't really mean Chavala, it means embarrassing. You can't wound yourself, you're allowed to embarrass yourself. What do you mean? But the Mishnah is not about Boshes. But it still says, Ein Rashoi. So how could you say it's Mutter? So Lomi by Boshes. This is what the Mishnah means. Not only by Boshes is someone else Chayiv. A person can embarrass himself, and yet other people who embarrass him are going to be Chayiv. Ela afilu chavala. But even by chavala, where a person cannot be chovel themselves, if you have a guy who's always chovel himself, and then you go and chovel him, so you might say, what am I going to be Chayiv for? He's doing it to himself. The answer is, you're still going to be Chayiv. Still going to be Chayiv, you're not going to chovel somebody else. Period. We'll get to the svaras for this in a minute. A person can't wound themselves. But Tanya, don't we have from yesterday's parsha? Right, Shvuas Ha'edus and Shvuas Bitoy, bringing in an Olav Yore. Yochon Nishbalahara Ba'atzmo Velo Heira Yehei Patur. I might think that if I make a Shvua to do something bad to myself, I make a Shvua that I'm going to wound myself, I make a Shvua that I'm going to do something evil to myself, and then I don't do it, you might think that I'm patur. Tamalomar lahara olahetiv. No, you can make a shvuas bitu, a shvua, one of the types of shvuas of expressing something. Lahara to do bad, right? Olahetiv to do good. I promise I'm going to eat something today. Mahatavarishas avararishas. Both of them are voluntary, and you could do it if you want. And if you don't do it, you're going to violate the shvua. So what do you see from there? Even hara, even something negative to you. Avinishba lahara la basbav lohera. So you see, you're allowed to do something negative to yourself. The Brisa calls it a rishus. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, yeah, but we're not talking about self-infliction of chavala there, but eshe b'tainus. We're talking about you make a shvua, you're going to fast. That's also chavala ba'atzmo. Are you going to fast? So, but it's not really chavala. So Gemara says, "Tchfas agabi haras acherim la'ashiva metainis acherim mi mosav lu patanisa." But if it's parallel about fasting, so then when you talk about lahara la'acherim, it's also where you're going to cause other people to fast. How do you cause somebody else to fast? Well, you steal their lunch money, right? How does that work? So Gemara says, "Then yeah, you have the case. The mahadi le'badrun badrunya. Yeah, you lock him up in a room. You lock him up in a room and you don't let him eat." So that's the case. But either way, there's no lamaskana so far. There's no raya about chavala ba'atzmo. So Gemara says, what do you mean? We have a raya about tanya. Is it haras acherim akeploni? The efat says mocho. No, haron, this price is all about physical wounding. You knock out the guy's, you knock on the guy's head. So too, that applies to you. So we have a brisa that seems to say that chavala ba'atzmo is not usur. Ela tanoihi, it must be machlokas tanoim. Tiikalamanda amar ein adam rasha lachaba ba'atzmo. Vikamanda amar adam rasha lachaba ba'atzmo. Right, 2 days, whether a person is allowed to woo themselves or not. Matan and the shamisle damar ein adam rasha lachaba ba'atzmo. What? Who is the one that holds? Which is the brisa that holds that you're not allowed to be chavala yourself? Which is what we paskin. Right, now, behold for yourself. We'll read the Rambam in a second. So, 3 possibilities. E lema haitana detanya, the following brisa. Va'achazim shem l'nafsho sechem edrosh. I will, Hashem says, the blood from your souls I will seek out. Rebbe Lazar Omer b'yad nafsho sechem edrosh es dimchem. Right, from your souls I will seek out your blood. So therefore, you can't wound yourself. If you wound yourself, Gemara says, domak talashayni. Maybe killing yourself is different than wounding yourself. Killing yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. The Rambam paskins that you're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, even though you're already dead. Chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, the Minchas Chinuch says, my nafkamina, the nafkamina is killing the Rambamine. If as somebody kills themselves, they damage something. So if it's misa b'dei shamayim, so then they might be potter according to certain shitas. But if it's nothing else, so then that could be a nafkamina. But maybe Ktala is shiny, maybe killing is different. So that can't be the proof that self-infliction of wounds is going to be chayiv, is asur. Sela haitana, try number 2. Who? Detanya. Mekaran ala meis v'lo midarki ha'amori. You're allowed to tear your clothing on a mace, and that's not darki ha'amori. It's not like the Torah says, you're not allowed to scratch yourself physically, because that could be darki ha'amori. But the Brisa says, ripping clothing is not. Amar v'lazer, shamati shemekari ala meis yosimidai, lo k'misha batashkes. But if you tear too much, then you get malchus for batashris, the kol shekein gufo. So surely, if you wound your body, it's going to be batashris. So that's possibility number 2. Maybe chavala ba'atzmo is usher. Why? Because of baal tashris. Right, the big discussion with a loka here. Hopefully we'll have time. If not, we'll start with it tomorrow. Do you get malchus for batashris? What type of, see on the side, it changes the girsa to over mishum batashris. Not loke mishum batashris. Hopefully we'll get back to that. One of the mysteries, the Taz points out in Yaradeya, the mysteries of the Shulchan Aruch is, doesn't quote batashris. Nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. Mefurish Gemara is Mefurish Rishonim does not quote Baltashkas, but he thinks it's a din in Melchama. So limited, the din in Melchama, so it's not Shaykh Bizman Azeb, not the din in Melchama. Either way, it's a mystery. So that's the second possibility. So Gemara says, Dilma Begadim Shiny. No, maybe there's no right. Maybe it is Baltashkas for your Begadim and not for your body. Why? The Pseidah Delo Hadarhu. Because there's only Baltashkas by a permanent loss. If you're chovel yourself, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Rachmanis, and he's great Matana, things grow back. Ki had Rabbi Yochanan kari lamani mechab dusa, like we had a Masechah Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing that which gives him covered. Rav Chisda kad havi maski b'nei hizmi v'higi. When Rav Chisda used to walk through the bushes, madi lulamani used to pick up his clothing. Amar, zemala arucha, zemala arucha. If I rip my clothes, so then it might be, you know, it's going to, maybe a seamstress wouldn't be able to put it back together. I got a cut on my skin, it'll grow back. So you see, maybe it's worse in a sense to rip your clothing than rip your bodies. The Shin Lukabetz says, obviously, it's not the inherently the act. But in terms of the batashkos element, it might be worse by something that can't grow back. So that's out. So Ella, Lomaskana, what's the source of Chavala Ba'atzmo being Asur? Nazir, Ella Haitanu Detanya, Amr Lazar Kabar Burebi, Matam Alam Bechibra Alam Eshachot Ela Nefesh. Right, he'll get kapara from sinning against his soul. V'be'ezah Nefesh Chatazu, what did he do wrong? Ella Shetzir Atzmom and Ayayin, he was Mitzar himself from wine, Velo Dvarim Kavachomer, but Dvarim Mar Kavachomer, Mazesh Lotzir Atzmom Elam and Ayayin, if a Nazir only prevented himself from having wine, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner. Hamitzar Atzmom, he called Dvar, Alachas Kama Vakama. So surely if you hurt yourself, not just from wine, but physically, archovel yourself, then surely it's going to be usur, right? We mentioned many times in Maseches Nazir the machlokas we've shown him about positive or negative views of Naziris. We mentioned that the Ramban has a very positive view of Naziris, and the Ramban says, why do you have to bring a carbon? So what does he do with this Gemara? That's difficult. What does he do with this Gemara? But what does he do with the carbon chatas? Nazir brings a carbon chatas. So what does he do with the carbon chatas? The Ramban says in Parshas Naso, because he's not staying to be a Nazir. So he's a chatas because he's going to drink wine. So it's an amazing possibility. The Rabban says, you're bringing a carbon for the future. You never have that. Usually you bring a carbon for what happened already. Here the Ramban says you bring a chazit because you're not being a nazir anymore. You've already accepted not to be a nazir. But the Rambam says kipshuta. The Rambam nefes deyas. Quotes this Gemara. No, you're not supposed to. There are 365 olos asays already. You don't have to add on any more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Rambam, right, has the negative view of naziris, and therefore it wouldn't. That's what he takes as Gemara kipshuta. Just to quote the Lashon by Chavala. Sof Chavala is a very important and beautiful Radvaz. Where the in Hilchas Sanhedrin, is the Radvaz, where the Rambam quotes. Let's say somebody walks into court and says, "I ate tripe, whip me, please." Right? So we say, "Sorry, we can't." He said, "No. I ate tripe. Please whip me." So he said, "No, we don't do that." Gzeris Akasafu, says the Rambam in Sanhedrin Yudches Vav. You only give onshim, malchus, and misa only by the testimony of two edim. Aye, what about Yeshua Kildachan? What about David and the Amaleki? So those are great stories which the Rambam talks about. But really, Me'ikar Adin, we don't do it. Why? Maybe this guy is just a masochist. Maybe he just wants to get whipped. You can't trust him. Maybe he wants the bezin to take care of him. So says the Radvaz, the ain on the yodim atam gzeres hakasef. Let me give you a little reason. Said the Radvaz. The afshar latiksas tam lefisha ein nafsho shel adam kinyano el kinyan hakadosh baruch hu. Right, our nefesh, it's not ours. We're shomrim. Right, hakadosh baruch hu gives us a pikadon called our neshama. So we're shomrim. Shene emar hanafashos lihena hilchach lo toil hoda aso bedavar sheino shelo. It's not mine. Someone, how can I say whip me? It's not mine, says the Radvaz. Belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Umalkis palga de misahu. Avo mamono shalohu. Va'az vodos pal dekevei edem dami. V'chi hechi dein adam rashoi laharokas atzmo. Kein adam rashoi lahodos al atzmo. Sha'asa aveira shechayv alav misa. V'fi she'i nafsho kinyano. V'im kol zeh ani modesh yigzeres hakasav. Malko shal olam ein laharher. Okay, that's a little svara that I gave, but that is the Isser of Chavala, the end of the 18th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Yeah. The Gemara earlier rejected.
The Gemara rejected it,
but I think only within Baltashkis. It wasn't a general rejection. It was specifically within Baltashkis who rejected it. But in general, sometimes it might be connected. Okay, we didn't get to Baltashkis tomorrow. We'll start with Baltashkis. We'll get to some Agadata. And is Baltashkis only by trees? Right? You get Malka by trees. Look at the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. Hopefully we'll talk about it. Okay. Stop here. And Beit Shemesh. See you soon.